Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The next video sale is the week in the Rockies, July 7th through the 11th, but deadlines are coming up fast. Cattle need to be cataloged by June 20th, and the videos need to be submitted by June 27th. Again, June 20th for the catalog and June 27th for the videos. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. Selling cattle the Superior way.
Hey, this is Michelle Miller, otherwise known as the Farm Babe. I would like to personally invite you to the world's first floating farm cruise. Yes, a cruise in the tropics geared directly to farmers and ranchers. Join me and the rest of my crew January 29th through February 2nd, 2026, as we depart from Galveston, Texas, and make our way to Cozumel. Exclusive farm tours, networking, contests, and entertainment, speakers, and a whole lot more on the farm cruise. Head to thefarmcruise.com and book your spot today.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck.
Today is National Watch Day. And I would say that now, in the world of having the little smartwatches, it is extremely popular to have one of those. But prior to that, I'm going to say that there was a number of years that a lot of people did not wear a watch. I was one of them because you could check on your phone, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to disagree. I've always been a watch wearer.
Really?
Always. I've always
had a
watch.
Very seldom did I ever wear a
watch. Yeah, and so it's so funny that you bring that up. Like, I wore a watch so much so that I started even collecting some watches. And so when the smartwatches first became really popular, I've had every generation of smartwatch. Okay, I'm kind of a tech geek. But regardless, when they first came out, then I wore my regular watch on my opposite wrist because I felt bad. Like, hey, this guy deserves to still be worn.
That is so weird.
So I would wear like two watches.
That is so weird. So you had your phone that could tell time and your smartwatch and then your watch.
Yeah, I was one of those. Yeah. For a while, I've let go of the old timepiece.
That is so weird. My dad still wears a watch, but he's from that generation that they always did.
Yeah.
And I've only started wearing mine because you got me a smartwatch.
But think about it, though. When you were a little kid, did you have one of those first, like, what did they call them? Those calculator watches. Did you have one of those?
I had one that was a Transformer watch, Beck.
Oh.
I was a cool kid.